sunshine, listen you. Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Emmett Cohen, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never ever want to hear from any cheerful Pollyanna who tell you fate supplies a mate. That's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's abode, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi, hi, ho, ho, alas. Like a day, all that I can't dismiss. The memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
WMFO Medford, this is The Voice Mobile, and I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. So we just listened to But Not For Me by Ashley Pizzotto. The release is We've Only Just Begun. And let's see what I can tell you about Ashley. Alan Weitz is on tenor saxophone, Emmett Cohen on piano, Bob Ruria on bass, and Kyle Poole on drums. And this was released earlier this year. It says, the rising stars and stars of tomorrow have to come from somewhere, and the ambitious 23-year-old jazz vocalist powering this release forward is in the pocket and on the money. With a driving band in step behind her, this set of originals show why she's been such a comet, rubbing elbows with the best and taking home recognition in her wake. A super set for vocal fans. This is a fine textbook on how to hit it out of the park. Killer stuff. That's a quote from Chris Spector from Midwest Record. All right, thanks to the folks from Carry On Productions who sent this to me. She's quite an attractive lady. This is her her debut album. And it, as I said, that came out earlier this year. Okay, that's Ashley. Then before that, Gretje, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's G-R-E-T-J-E. Gretje Angel, I think. The song is Deep in a Dream, featuring Dori Amarillo. And so we have some information about her. In Any Key is the release. Oh. This is wrong. Let's see. I don't know why, but sometimes this software is very weird. Yes. All right. Now we've got it right. So she is the daughter and granddaughter of drummers born to sing jazz. Her alluring voice has a beautiful tone. She digs into the lyrics that she interprets, and she's a super scat singer. For her debut recording, In Any Key, named cheekily after Dori's ability to play any song in any key at Gretje's behest, Miss Angel is joined by guitarist-producer Dori Amarillo. There it is. Chuck Berghofer, Kevin Ext, or Gabe Davis on bass, drummer Steve Hess, percussionist Kevin Winner, to name a few guests. She was born in Akron, Ohio, and she used to regularly accompany her father to jazz clubs for his gigs. She learned to play string bass and cherishes her memories of playing with her father at jam sessions. She studied classical music in Chicago, in college. Spent time away from music, moved to L.A., became an important part of the local jazz scene. In addition to leading her own group, she has sung with the Ladd McIntosh Swing Orchestra, Jack's Cats, and Glenn Garrett's Big Man. Also being active as a soprano with the Los Angeles Metropolitan Opera Company. Nice. Okay, so before that, we heard Moy Ung and the Wayne Wallace, Filthy Gorgeous, was the song from the Blue Hour. These are all new things to the show here. So this is another debut, and vocalist and poet lyricist Moy Ung, measured work of a new, not young artist, a woman who has excelled as a visionary arts administrator and philanthropic executive, embarking on a second act career that she had hardly anticipated. In collaboration with her songwriting partner and producer, the four-time Grammy and nominated trombonist and bandleader Wayne Wallace, she has created a debut masterwork that came out just recently in July. Okay, so we'll hear more about that as I play it. Before that, Lewis Porter Phil Scharf Group, Serially Retro Suite, Dozens Not Bakers. This release is called 3 Minutes to Four. Before that, we heard Luca DeLuzio. The song is Smile, and it's a release called Globetrotter. Toured Italy with Jimmy Haslip, Marvin Smitty Smith, and Max Iannotta to promote the upcoming CD. Okay. So we listened to Smile, featuring Luca DeLuzio on guitar, Max Iannotta on tenor sax, Jimmy Haslip on electric bass, Dave Weckl on drums, I think that's right, Dave Weckl, George Whitty on keyboards. All right, and before that, Edith Hemingway, and I think I already spoke about that. Let's see, Kyle Hemingway, Kyle Nasser. All right, so that's enough background information on folks. Always like to let you know something about the artists if they send me stuff. So let's see, we're going to go now to...
A ti, España, bien querida. Nosotros, madre, te amamos. Y mientras toda nuestra vida, tu dulce lengua no dejamos. A ti, España, bien querida. Nosotros, madre, te amamos. Y mientras toda nuestra vida, si lingua no dejamos. Aunque tú nos desterraste, de tu seno no estancamos de amarte. Aunque tú nos desterraste, de tu seno no estancamos de amarte.
Schnirre le Perelle, Schnirre Pere le pere le gilder ne fon Mashiach, Mashiach Mashiach, 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 Mashiach Mashiach ben David, sist oi bnon Halt a becher in der rechte Hand Macht
Oh boy, that was interesting. The Rhythm Future Quartet, Je suis sous ce soir, and I'm alone tonight. And the release is called Travels. And before that, Lenka Lichtenberg with Frey, Schnirla Perla. The release is called Embrace on Sunflower Records. Viva Chernik, T. España. The release is called La Serena. And Ashley Pezzotto, But Not For Me, and In Any Key, I think that's where we are. So, on February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, not too far from here, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets, even if you have the walk lights or other clear right of way. Bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. And you know, they could be on their cell phone or texting or who knows what. It is critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. Terrible. Potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. It's pretty shocking, actually. But unfortunately, every other minute you're hearing something. So, yeah, we need to be on the alert all the time, pretty much. All right.
Illumined with heavenly light. With this she envelops her holy people on earth. Each one is enriched with an added soul which enters the soul of each as they gather to chant the prayer to welcome Queen Sabbath, with joy illuminating their faces.
Oh, Tomer Bar.
Wow, that was great. That was Daniel Zamir, 54, alive or chai, on Core in Public. And Wally Brill before that, The Secret of the Sabbath off of The Covenant. Okay, so I just want to share this article off of the Allgemeiner. German police investigate after check-in attendant at Berlin airport subjects passenger to anti-Semitic abuse. Police in Germany are investigating an incident at an airport in Berlin in which a passenger wearing a Star of David necklace was allegedly subjected to anti-Semitic abuse by a member of staff during check-in. The incident took place at Berlin's Tegel Airport last Saturday. The passenger reported to be a 50-year-old Spanish man who lives in the German capital. He was attempting to board a flight with a discount airline EasyJet to the island of Menorca. At the check-in counter, he became embroiled in argument with a female attendant over additional baggage fees. The female employee is alleged to have directed anti-Semitic insults at the passenger in both English and Arabic before preventing him from getting on the flight. Oish. EasyJet said in a statement on Sunday that it was taking the incident seriously, but that it had not uncovered evidence of discriminatory behavior by a member of staff, according to the Berliner Morgenpost newspaper. After being prevented from traveling, the passenger immediately filed a complaint. Federal police are now investigating the incident as a possible hate crime, I guess. Growing concern over anti-Semitism in Germany was underlined last week in figures on hate crimes compiled by the Interior Ministry, which revealed that an average of 4 anti-Semitic incidents had been reported every day since 2001. Wow. And that many more go unreported. The sobering statistic emerged during a week of media headlines concerning 2 separate anti-Semitic assaults, both involving rabbis and their families leaving synagogues following Shabbat services. In one incident, Rabbi Yehuda Teichtal was set upon by 2 men while walking with his son. They insulted him in Arabic and then spat at him. The other incident, in the South German city of Munich, a local rabbi and his 2 sons were abused as SH-blank-T, Jews, and spat upon by a man and a woman. Really disgusting. I'm sorry that it's unfortunately happening. I mean, it's really disgusting. What can I tell you? All right.
Hashem, Elokei Israel, min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Baruch Hashem, Elokei Israel, min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Baruch Hashem, Elokei Israel, min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Baruch Hashem, Elokei Israel, min ha'olam. Ra 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 אלוקי ישראל מן העולם ורעת העולם ברוך השם אלוקי ישראל מן העולם ורעת עולם
Eliyahu, Anabi, 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 Eliyahu